Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. It is your host, Rose Dallas, a.k.a. Theta Yah Praise. And I just want to say this morning, Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, that it is a great day to say praise ye Yah. If you're hearing this prayer, the recording, or be it live anywhere in the world, I just want to encourage you, beloved, that Father Yah, our Heavenly Father, that He loves us and that He created us for such a time as this. What time is it, brethren? It's time to rise up. It's time to call upon the mighty, awesome, powerful name of Yahweh, our Elohim. So I just want to go into a brief word of prayer. I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 50 as an opening psalm. And today's title is Trust in Yah. Trust in Yah, beloved. When all else around us seems to be falling apart, when we're hearing bad reports, when we're hearing bad news, when we're weighed down, when we're troubled, when we have been betrayed or been deceived, beloved, what are we going to do? We are going to trust in Yah. And we're going to see how that builds spiritual characteristics. So, Father, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to come over the phone, over the internet, to offer you honor, to offer you praise, and to offer you glory. There is no other name above the name of your Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, whereby we may be saved. And I just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you. For you are a mighty Elohim. You're the one who saves your children. You're the one who saves those who fear you, your commands. You're the one who saves those who turn away from their wicked ways and call upon your name. And I admire that you are such a mighty, such a merciful, such a powerful, yet compassionate Father unto those who call you Abba. So, Father, touch each and every one of us this day. Touch us from on high. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your love. For Yahushua prayed in John 17 that the world may know us because we have the love of the Son and the love of the Father, and both the Father and the Son are in us. So I pray these words, Father Yah, in the mighty name of your Son, Yahushua, our Messiah. So, beloved, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 50. And it says here in Psalm 50, the mighty one, Elohim, Yahweh, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, Elohim shines forth. Our Elohim comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me my consecrated ones who made a covenant with me by fire. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and Elohim himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Elohim, your Elohim. I do not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pen. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the creatures of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it.
Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to Elohim. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. But to the wicked, Elohim says, what right have you to recite my laws or take my covenant on your lips? You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. When you see a thief, you join with them. You throw in your lot with adulterers. You use your mouth for evil and harness your tongue to deceit. You speak continually against your brother and slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and accuse you to your face. Consider this, you who forget Elohim, or I will tear you to pieces with none to rescue. He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of Elohim. Here ends the reading of Yah's holy word. Thanks be to Yeshua. So, beloved, the title again today is Trust in Yah. And we know, beloved, there's no other way but to trust and obey in Father Yah, than obey his anointed son, Yeshua. And we see, beloved, that, you know, the son's name bears the father's name. And it is a beautiful thing to know that when we trust in the son, we're also trusting in our heavenly father. And I just want to ask you this morning, have you ever felt weighed down? Have you ever felt betrayed? Have you ever felt deceived? Now, many of us knows what hurts feels like. We are encouraged, however, to not render evil for evil or avenge ourselves. We're encouraged not to take revenge. However, we are encouraged to trust in Father Yah and to lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, we should acknowledge him and he will make our path straight. So, beloved, I thank you for joining me today. And today I would love for you to agree with me and say yes to Father Yahweh. We will trust and obey. Because, beloved, there is absolutely no other way. And, you know, with how things are happening nowadays, spiritually and in the physical, beloved, we can see that the enemy is wrought against the offspring of the woman, you know. He is wrought against the offspring and those of us who say yes to trusting and obeying Father Yah and his son, Yahushua. The beloved, we have to put on our armor. And this armor, beloved, is none other but the complete armor of Yahweh. And it is found, as we know, in Ephesians 6, verse 10, where it says that Yahweh, our Elohim, we're going to stand in Yah. And when we stand, having done all, we're going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We're going to put on the helmet of salvation. We're going to put on the belt of truth, you know, Yahshua, our Amashiach. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And need I say, he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. We're going to put on the shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're going to pick up the shield of faith with which to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And we're going to pick up the double-edged sword. And these are the days, beloved, where we have to use the double-edged sword, which is the word, which is the spirit of the word of Yah. And beloved, we're going to want to pray. with all kinds of prayers and supplications, and we're going to want to pray one for another. We're going to want, beloved, to cry out to Father Yah, beloved. And, you know, this is why, beloved, it's important to me. This is what I want to do, beloved. I could be chasing after riches this morning. I could be chasing after wealth. I could be chasing after money. I could be chasing after self, beloved. But one day, beloved, the Savior entered my life. One day, the Savior called me to come to drink from water, living water, that I will never thirst again. And beloved, I didn't fully understand everything, but I took a step. And I say yes to life. Said yes to life. Beloved, I know we're facing a lot of opposition today in this life, in this world where we find ourselves. But I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to choose life that you and your descendants may live and live even more abundantly. And this is what the Father says in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love Yah, your Elohim, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase. And Yah, your Elohim, will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. So, beloved, Yah, our Elohim, will bless us in the land that we're entering to possess. Beloved, in verse 19, it says, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love Yah, your Elohim. For Yah is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now these are the words of Yah. Thanks be to Elohim. Beloved, no matter what you may be facing, I need you to trust in Father Yahweh. I need you to be strong and very courageous, just like the children of Israel were when Joshua was bringing them across the Jordan River. But you know, not only did Joshua bring the children of Israel across to the Jordan River, Father Yah actually was before them. Okay, and that is who we have before us, beloved. We have Yah in Yahushua going before us. I'm going to go ahead and read Deuteronomy 31. I just want to really encourage you today to hold on to your faith, hold on to your trust. I can only imagine what some of us may feel. I can only imagine what some of us may be facing or some of us may be going through. And a lot of it today is mindset. A lot of it is the enemy attacking the mind, the motive, the motivation. So you wanna be guarded. You want to be prayed up. You want to be encouraged. And you want to have the word coming into your life. You can never hear too much of thus saith Father Yahweh. This will build our trust. It will build our confidence. Like, have you ever had a thought or a question or a desire, or you're praying, you're asking, you're seeking the Father about a decision, and you're getting confirmations, and you're like, wow, that was powerful. That's what I've been praying about in here. She just said it. That is confirmation. The Spirit of Yah will work through the children of Yah. Now, it says here that in Deuteronomy 31, reading 1, and I'll stop at verse 6, it says, "Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I'm no longer able to lead you. Yah has said to me, you shall not cross the Jordan. Yah, your Elohim himself, will cross over ahead of you." I need to pause right there. Again, I need to say that verse. It says, Yah, your Elohim himself, will cross ahead of you. Beloved, do you have a Jordan that you are looking to cross? Is there a Jordan you're looking to cross, beloved? Allow Yah, your Elohim, to go ahead of you. Let's not move out of place in haste. Let's not be hasty and lose the way. Because that's what was happening, beloved, for the children of Israel. Yah was leading them. And this is where we want to be today. Our trust should be fully and completely Father Yah. We should be sold out, heart, mind, and soul. And when we do that, beloved, that's when we'll be able to move mountains. So they shall not cross the Jordan. Yah, your Elohim himself, will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy those nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as Yah said. And Yah will do to them what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, whom he destroyed along with their land. Yah will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, brethren. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For Yah, your Elohim, goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. These are the words of Yah. Thanks be to Yahshua. Beloved, I pray that you were encouraged by these scriptures today. This was Deuteronomy 31, verse 1 through 6. Beloved, know that you are a child of the Most High Yah. And I understand maybe you're first now hearing Yah's name, Yah in Yahushua. Christianity, in the Greek, taught us to say the name Jesus and Jesus Christ. I'm not here to dispute the name. However, I'm here to use the sacred names of the Father and of the Son in their Hebrew. And that's Yah and Yahweh, which Yahweh means the sent one, and Yahushua, which means Yah is salvation. So that is where I'm at. This is the journey that, you know, that I am on. And I used to say JC, I used to just say God and Lord, but this is where I am today. So I do believe that we can be babes in Messiah as well as we mature. And again, there's no truth. There's no truth but the truth of Yahushua HaMashiach, which lead us to the Father himself. So let us, beloved, seek wisdom. Let us seek knowledge. And let us seek understanding. But not of the world, in Yah himself, in Yahushua. Because, beloved, the Father does promise that when we seek him, that when we turn to him with all our heart, that he will be founded, you know, by us. He will meet us where we are. He's not too far. However, our hearts have to be wanting to know him on a deeper, more personal, more intimate daughter, father level. So, beloved, I want to end here. I started Blog Talk Radio with Keen at the time I was saying JC, and here I am, November 15, 2016, on the air again, and I am saying that John 17, verse 3, Yahushua was praying to the Father, and this is a verse out of the prayer that he prayed. I encourage you to go to John 17 and read that prayer in Yahushua's name unto Father Yah. In verse 3, he says, now this is eternal life. This is eternal life, brethren, that they may know you, the only true Elohim, and Yahushua, whom you have sent. The only true Elohim and his son, whom you have sent. Beloved, we know there are many false messiahs that have came into the world and will continue to come into the world. And there are many deities that are not Father Yah. So I pray today that you will trust in Yah and that you will make Yahushua the way, the truth, and your life. Have a blessed and awesome day, beloved. Yahweh, love you.